Three, approve the minutes, let's do these individually, from 1st to February 12th meeting.
Sure.
Yes. On page 3, the votes are incorrect. Regarding
whereabouts?
Christina Rochin's request. If I recall, you abstained, and I voted no.
On
February 12th?
Oh, down the bottom. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it says you're absent. No, I remember you voting no.
Yeah.
Abstained.
And I believe the chair abstained.
It's right above 14.
Down toward the bottom, right above 14.
Okay.
I don't remember you abstaining.
Yeah, I believe I voted yes on that.
I recall specifically because I voted no. And then I recall you abstaining.
Oh.
No. You can go back and listen to the audio.
There you go.
That is correct.
Yeah. The audio may not pick that out.
But I believe that I did vote in favor of the motion on that.
But. Yeah, I'm remembering. You were thinking of it, but then you did vote.
So for Will, abstain should be no.
That's correct.
Okay. I'll make that correction. Is there a motion to Deborah?
Oh, I have one other comment. At the top of page 2, let's see, third paragraph where it starts with Johnson gave a summary of the results. I interpret the summary of those results. This is a very broad general statement, but it reads Johnson gave a summary of the results of the study, noting the study indicated that Sisera's compensation plan is below the labor market, particularly for management job classifications. I think if you're going to generalize that conversation and that study, that it would be more accurate to say that the study indicated that some categories in Sisera's compensation plan are below the labor market, because there were some that were above.
Yeah, it's, I agree.
That's more accurate, yes. You make that correction.
There's a typo on that same page, second to last paragraph, right in the middle of the paragraph. To revise the from to revise the form. Title. How do you put it?
And then one last thing on the last page under miscellaneous A, staff report from Marilyn. Second paragraph, I just wanted to point out that it does say here the property managers for the Willows office building will be at the March 12th meeting to review the results of the building structural study and provide information on the windows, etc. And I think
that didn't happen.
Well, it didn't happen because I think that meeting was canceled.
Right.
But I think, that kind of confirmed my understanding, which was that the study was going to come back to us.
Yeah.
If we can just make a note to that the March 12th meeting did not occur.
Mr. Chair, my suggestion would be not to add that to this.
Not to add that to this?
I don't think that belongs.
It didn't take place for
okay.
that.
Okay.
We can certainly make comments today during comments about the status, and that can
only be
the minutes of this meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
With those corrections and adjustments, is there a motion to accept the February 12th meeting notes?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Is there a motion to approve the February 26th? Or the corrections or adjustments on Deborah?
Yeah, I was sort of struggling with item 4 on page 2. consider and take possible action to adopt the CSERA funding policy. It says that we recommended changes to the funding policy, which we adopted. Doesn't really say what the, I mean, I don't know if we need to say what the changes are. I would have thought that the minutes would sort of reflected at least the topical changes. And then after further discussion on the funding policy, it was motion second to amend, carried to amend the CSERA funding policy by removing the word et cetera. That was a specific change, but all of the other specific things we talked about were not really included here. And in particular, and I apologize, I wanted to go actually pull and listen to this again. I didn't get time, but in particular, we had discussion about bringing back to the board a couple of items. One was the 18-month delay in the rate adoption, and the other was the bringing back to the board the issue of the vacation buyback or sellback not being included as in the normal cost. And so I guess what I'm saying is I'd really like to see the minutes expanded, but I don't have an expansion for you.
Here's what I remember, that I made a horribly long motion based on the red line document that attempted to capture the tweaks or changes that I had, and then there were some suggested ones, and it was indeed a very long motion that tried to capture all those things. So I suspect that the truncating of it here is because of that. And what I expected was that it was going to come back to us, and we were going to be able to look at it again in its final iteration that included all that. So I hear you. When I saw this, I kind of smiled because I remembered that was a horribly long discussion and a horribly long motion, and that's probably why it's truncated. But I didn't really know. I didn't have a solution for it because I didn't have time to go back and listen to the tape either, but I didn't know whether you could actually itemize it or list it in some way. And actually, Karen.
What we could do is attach a copy of the policy to these right. minutes. A copy of the adopted policy to these minutes.
And if the board feels that they would like to see the policy again and have a discussion on it and see if there's any additional changes, we can add that to a future agenda as well. Which took place after this meeting is, Kurt isn't here today, but I know that he listened to the audio very carefully, and the policy was updated and revised in accordance with the motion. The audio will have a lot more detail in the minutes to meetings, the minutes became a lot more concise. If there's anything of significance that should be added to the minutes, we can do that. For example, the two directions that Deborah mentioned, we can add that to the minutes if those are significant and you'd like to see those in the minutes.
Can we put this one off for another meeting for approval?
Yeah.
I'd like to maybe propose
Wait a minute. It's already been approved.
So no, the first.
The policy. The minutes.
Oh, the minutes. Minutes, okay. I thought you were also talking about the policy.
Yeah, because I have issue with the next item, too.
I say, Karen, I didn't see it on the agenda, but Kurt put out a memo on March 26, right after it, describing one additional change that at least I'm not recalling that we talked about, and would be a huge one.
Yes.
Where are we going to talk about that or deal with that?
We can. That was just a change that occurred after the meeting, so the board didn't have an opportunity to discuss it. But we did discuss it with the actuaries, and as the memo indicates, they disagree with that change.
I would
not make that representation.
And I would say exactly the same thing. So I'm very interested in what Harvey's reason for putting in what he put in or suggested, why he did that.
Would it be helpful to have the funding policy presented again at a future meeting?
Well, I'm not sure that we actually accepted the fund. We approved some amendments to it, but we didn't actually, I mean, the agenda item was to adopt the CSERA funding policy. I don't think we've actually adopted it.
Okay. And I can say that Marilyn and Kurt both came away feeling that the board did adopt the policy with changes. But
yes,
I believe that's correct in my mind.
That's what happened.
But it'd be helpful to see it again.
And deal with the issue that pursuant to Kurt's memo. I tend to agree with Kurt's.
The actuaries.
I can tell you that other systems have been going through the same process and have adopted a funding policy and immediately thereafter had additional discussions and revisions to it. So it's perfectly fine. We can put it on a future agenda, possibly May.
No, you're right. It does actually say that we adopted it in the minutes, so that's fine.
So we can put that back on. We can also deal with the 18-month delay issue and also the terminal pay cost sharing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Reagendize.
On the next item, it reads, Angela reviewed the back, this is on the GASB 6768. Angela reviewed the background of GASB 6768, noting 67 governs the association's financial reporting and GASB 68 governs the employer's financial reporting. He discussed the difference between funding and GASB financial reporting, noting GASB requires the investment return assumption to be net of investment expenses. I think that's an incorrect statement. It actually should read, noting GASB requires for financial reporting purposes the investment return assumption be net of expenses.
I remember him saying that.
I forget now.
I'm having the same recollection.
I'm having the same recollection. For financial reporting purposes.
Anything but financial reporting.
Yeah, GASB can't require a rate of return.
Right.
Other than for reporting purposes.
Okay. Yes. We're going to bring these minutes back. So
okay.
Actually, we can go to the video
we can start working on that or consult with the actuary as to what was. He
says. Yeah, all right.
Maybe we should get an interpreter there.
next one.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so we'll put these minutes back on the
had a long plane ride.
I understand.
I use that for leisurely reading. You're such a good person.
Okay.
Bad movie.
Item 4, accept routine items for April 2nd, 2014.